Okay, welcome. I think it's time to begin our meeting.
We are already recording.
Okay, we'll begin our meeting. And appreciate you all being here. We're going to ask Shauna Cox if she'd give us a opening prayer.
Wonderful trip.
Got the gauntlet
there. Hey, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the many blessings that we're given this day. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to come and meet as a Dare Springs board. Please bless us that we might be able to open our minds to understanding and that we will be able to rub our shoulders one with another and be able to lead and guide this organization in the best way possible. We're grateful for all those that have sacrificed their time and their energies and money that we have this wonderful place to have for our families and a place of refuge. Please help us to make good decisions today, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We'll go around the table and introduce who we are for the record. Dirk Clayson, Board President.
Kathy Duvall.
Shauna Cox.
Robert Allen.
Ken Lent, number 273.
Brent Bulmer.
Paul Brayton.
Dale Clarkson.
Linda Alderman.
Nancy Brayton.
Thank you all for being here. One thing that I'd like to mention, we're hoping that this meeting would end at 6 today for a couple of reasons. We have a community event this evening for Valentine's that some of us are under a directive to participate in. And secondly, because we think it would probably be good training for us to try to have a two-hour meeting rather than a four-hour meeting. So with that in mind, we may defer some discussions out to kind of groups to take care of if we get bogged down on an item as maybe a tactic that would help us keep moving forward. Item 4, Linda, financial reports. Why don't you go over those for us, please?
You don't need a minute, that's underneath your agenda.
Okay, minutes.
Long time no see, lucky me, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Approval of minutes. I'll entertain a motion on the minutes or discussion on that.
Yes, these were sent out right after our meeting last, and so they are.
Okay.
This is what you've looked at.
Oh, we've already
looked
at them.
Yeah, we just
email.
Need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'll be right back. I got to go get my
I'll.
Did you have a problem with it? Did you have a problem with the
minutes? No, the minutes are fine. You can.
And I will second that.
We
did it online.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
I only saw a few filling errors, that's all.
Ah.
Maybe it's changed.
they did get adjusted once. Oh.
Okay. I'll ask for a vote then on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any who oppose? Okay, great. Motion passes.
You have in front of you a balance sheet and a profit and loss sheet. That's what you've requested. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions on it, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes, it is. Dave Turley had asked me to staple these reports and number the pages, and I have. And the profit and loss is just a single page on those, which is on the balance sheet. This balance sheet is accurate.
One thing that I would suggest.
Hello?
Hello. Is that our profit and loss always be compared to budget. So we have one column for the actual and the adjacent column for the budget, so we have a budget today.
Come in, you guys.
So, very good. Any questions? I mean, probably the only observation is we're pretty low in assessments having been paid so far year to date, it looks like. With about 50,000 being collected out of our budget, that seems to be fairly low. Well, we'll see how that goes next month.
We've had several members ask to just pay a portion this month and a portion next month, and some of those are starting to pay in.
Okay.
Do we have an agenda for this meeting?
It should be in the stack of things that are there.
They have January 14th on top of it that kind of throws us off. The agenda for today's meeting has...
It had January 14th?
January 14th on top of it.
This is the minute.
Oh,
minute. So there's no agenda.
No, it's right. Agenda.
No, it's an agenda.
Oh, she doesn't have one. Right. One more.
Okay. I've got another one. There should be... Oh, I need 10.
Did you find it?
It's here. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Very good. Thank you, Linda. This is helpful to have all this put together.
Very nice.
Okay,
okay.
Very good.
That's for
me. Okay. Brent Fulmer, Roads and Fire Protection, please discuss those 8 items there on your section of the agenda.
Oh, okay.
The Dave Turley just entered the room.
All right.
Also, your email is on the back 2 pages has your email on it that you sent.
You want to sit up here, Dave?
I'm okay.
The culvert, I've gotten requests for 2 or 3 culverts, in addition to the ones that we already know where they need to go, and the ones that the requests have been made are completely logical, and I think we've got enough of them to do it, so we go there.
Right.
Erosion control around the headquarters, you know, we haven't had enough moisture since our last storms.
That rain right before Christmas was...
Yeah, that was the last one. But we still have to, you know, come up with some way to divert that water so it doesn't run right down through the headquarters. Most of that minor road damage has been repaired.
And let me back up on the erosion control. Haven't we determined that we just need to go back and reform the ditch that took it around to the polywall?
We need to reform the ditch, and then there's a possibility that probably the best thing we can do is reform the ditch and then take one of the new culverts and direct that water under the road so it goes
over. I'd like to change this for the agenda so every time we don't forget that.
Okay.
And just call this to reestablish the ditch around the lower cabins to the polywood.
Okay.
So I had an idea. I need to run a culvert here, a culvert here, do like a bee ditch or something down.
So can I take this erosion control up?
Yep.
This will always fill up.
That replaces it.
Yeah.
Continually.
That was part of it.
I meant the repair. Can I take that off
number 3,
item 3?
Leave it on there because we're always going to have, I mean, we don't have to put the motorcycle race in there anymore because the motorcycle stuff has been taken care of.
So the caused by will be
removed. All right. Okay, I've spent the last month tracing the ranch.
Tracing is a good word.
For the use of a motorcycle trail. A motorcycle ATV. and snowmobile trail that run from the headquarters and then end up out over here on Broad Hollow. And what I've discovered is this. If you come out where the parking lot is now, is everybody aware where the parking is that it's at the north end of the airstrip? Well, there's a very nice, down that hill, there's a very nice drainage that runs down that hill. We'll end up taking about 3 trees out. It's a perfect shoot. And we can cut, I can go down there and cut those trees out and then run the little dozer down that chute, and we're going to have a perfect little ATV trail, snowmobile trail, and we have our tubing hill. Because you can come down that hill, and there's enough grade that you can run right out into the east side of the gravel pit and come to a gradual stop. But it's steep enough that you'll be able to run down.
So are you on the east side of the road?
Yeah.
On the east side of the road?
It'll be on the east
right
side of the
road.
Right
below that, the parking's on the top, and it
and
comes
it goes
right
down.
Down.
It goes right down from that parking
and
lot,
curves off
and then
to your
curves
right.
off to the right,
yeah.
straight down into the gravel, into the east side of the gravel pit, and we can have it run out there.
Now that can be for tubing also?
It'll be perfect tubing. If you run a snowmobile down that. So when we did have snow, what I experimented with my little snow cat, which is not much wider than a snowmobile, is I loaded up my drag trailer. So I have a little trailer I drag behind it. I loaded that little drag trailer up, and I drove the snow cat over my ATV trails that I've got cut on my property, and it makes a beautiful, packed run. And I left the blade on when I did it, but it only takes one bolt to take that blade off of my snowcat, but I could take the blade off and I could run that snowcat down with the weighted sled and make a packed trail for snowmobiles. And then that way we can plow Meadow Canyon Road and still have a nice snowmobile trail off to it. And it'll function as an ATV trail or function as a horse trail. But anyway, it drops down there. We'll go around the back side of the gravel pit, or the east side of the gravel pit, come back out and go on the west side of Half Moon Reservoir, and then it'll go, and then we'll go back across that ditch and skirt that field that's behind the trees that runs along Meadow Canyon, and then pop out to the other side. Pop out again, and Dale and Larry put a culvert in. What was that, 3 years ago? They put a culvert in that allows you to come out, bring you out of the field, because there's a real deep ditch there. And then we can parallel. I was originally thinking we ought to go on the other side of the road, but then I got thinking that this other side will work good because there's an established trail there already. We'll come along. We'll stay right along the road until we can pop down by that surface water retention dam that you've got in, that you had Clark put in. Go around that, come back around, go right down through Meadow Canyon, the wash itself, come out on the other side, and then we'll cross Meadow Canyon here, and we'll parallel the fence line where the Johnsons did their Broad Hollow
seating
thing. And anyway, parallel that, come up here, and then we'll connect in to the existing Broad Hollow Jeep Trail, which I ran the dozer over last year because it's part of our Title V. Anyway, come back there, and we can do one of three things at this point in time. I don't care if we cut go right up my easement. It would make no difference to me, except it's really steep along there, and it would require removal of a lot of trees. I wouldn't care because I would like to have a fire break, but it's also visible from the Meadow Canyon Road, so I don't think it would be a good thing because I'm really embarrassed by my water line cut. It's finally growing over. Anyway, I'm suggesting that we come up and then we're still on association ground. and then we cut back up to here and hit that existing trail that goes all the way along this edge of the ranch, and the trail's already there and established. That's part of the motorcycle route. And then it'll come back and it'll drop back onto Broad Hollow. Now, snowmobilers can have, they can even take a choice of going, coming out and taking this, or they can go up and connect into the Broad Hollow Road where the road splits right down, or the where it meets the Jeep trailer. Anyway, it'll only take about a week's worth of work to actually get it.
I want to put some signs on that if we do, so that they will know where it is.
Right, and I already have, and I don't really care. I have some existing ATV trails on my property up on top, and I don't care. I mean, I'd like to put it along my easement just because of the fire stuff. But I wouldn't even care if somebody connected into my existing trails.
So, Brent, is any of this on BLM land?
No.
So that's.
And there's one section, there's an existing road over there. I'm sure Dale knows about it. Larry does. But there's an existing road over there that would be beautiful to go up. But I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the news, but there was two guys over in San Juan County. They got fined $35,000 for cutting a trail on BLM land, an ATV trail on BLM land.
That's what I asked.
Yeah, to answer your question is no, Dirk, none of it is if we follow the route that I'm suggesting.
Can you make a map that we can scan?
I will make a map of this thing, and then when the weather gets good, I would like, and Shauna tried to come out, but we just couldn't make our schedules work together. I would like somebody to come out and just, as many board members as want, and take the whole route. And I think you guys will like it. It'll take the ATVs and snowmobiles and horses and everything off of Meadow Canyon Road.
Can we get there now on the four-wheelers? I mean, if I bring my four-wheeler out, can
we
get down
the four-wheeler? I can take you close to most of it.
What about my Jeep?
No, if you want to get stuck.
Not really.
We can make it all on horseback, right?
You could do it on horseback right now.
And where will it end?
What's that?
Top of Broad Hollow?
Oh, down Broad Hollow still got a lot of snow in it. I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't recommend going down there.
Are we gonna loop it so we come back and end at the same point?
We're gonna loop it so you come back out onto the Broad Hollow Road that goes over to Slide Canyon.
Okay.
And so if somebody wanted to come, take this route all the way around, they could come back and hook the Broad Hollow Road, go up. Come all the way down, take the Slide Canyon Road back out to the Scootum Pond, back over until we work on some other way to make a loop out of it. And ultimately, if we get the opportunity, and I've already had contact with the BLM about extending the Jeep Trail over here so it ends up into Slide Canyon. But it's way cool. And
if you go to Slide Canyon, then you cross BLM property then.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But it's an existing road.
But we're already paying Title V on a good portion of this right now on that Broad Hollow Jeep Trail. That we have a Title V on that. And we really only need to extend a relatively short distance.
To connect into the existing road on Slide Canyon?
And then it'll connect to the existing road over on Slide Canyon. And I think
what we should do is just apply for that. Right now is the perfect time to make that application.
All right, I'll do that. And we can see the BLM, when I talked to them originally, they were coming out to do an environmental assessment of the whole area. And I talked to them, and they said that they would specifically target this area through here to see if there was anything archaeologically or environmentally that they have to worry about along here. So, anyway, I'm pretty excited about it. I'll donate my time and everything to get. It'll take me about a week's worth of work with the little dozer. I'll cut the trees. I'll haul them out of there. Anything that's post-worthy for the ranch, I'll save for the ranch. Anything that I cut off of association property that's firewood-worthy, I'll just cut it up and we'll use it for firewood for the cabins. I've got a ton of wood at my place now. I don't need that. But we're really only going to lose the route that I've looked at now. We're really only going to, it'll be around 30 trees. And none of them are huge old growth. There are lots of post-worthy stuff, nothing that I would... So, anyway, it's pretty exciting, and I think it would be a fun room.
Let me suggest another possibility on that. Ray and I talked a little bit about it. Because of the snow in Pipeline Canyon, that is probably closed for at least 60 days, maybe more, to transportation up there. And to while talking with the BLM to scope out the trails and stuff that could be in this area that we've planned on for years, to also approach them about connecting the road from here across. It was, we built it about halfway across.
That was called the Road to Nowhere?
Yes, that was called the Road to Nowhere by some smart alecks. And it would cut in, at, I think it's at lot 200, 201, something there. And there's about a quarter of a mile, a little over a quarter of a mile that needs to be built. But that would avoid, this up in here is locked in snow-wise for mm-hmm. at least 60 days more. So if anybody had to get across there one way or the other, that road is on the south side.
It's a nice south exposure.
How about we do this and we add an item on here, if Brent would be willing, that we have him request for two new Title V roads,
okay.
One being that one and the other one being the extension of the Jeep Trail up to the slide.
Okay.
And, you know, in the process of that, one of the things that I'm discovering is that we've kind of talked, and the fire crew says, well, you know, wait till we get this extra help to help you. But the bottom line process is we just need to turn in the application for the Title V request, and then the BLM will initiate whatever studies have to be done to answer that request. And so I don't see why we should delay. The BLM is currently offering that Title V's are an easy way to get right-of-ways. I don't think that offer will be available next year. And so I think we should just instruct you to proceed.
Do you want a resolution on that?
You
have to vote for it?
I think we need a motion, but if you'd like to offer one, that's fine.
I'd be happy to make a motion that we authorize Brent to make application on those two items.
And I second that.
I'll have it done. I'll get it done next week.
Great.
Do you want to vote?
All right. Anyway. Any discussion on the motion?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good deal.
Okay.
All right. Similarly, would we also agree to authorize Brent to move forward with the construction of the trail that he has proposed on association property?
I agree with it. I think
Sean
it's awesome.
Made a motion
I
for
such.
I do
make a motion for such.
I second.
Dave Turley second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Very good, Brent. You're down to item five.
Okay. I took a ride up Meadow Canyon the other day, and I was looking at some of the drainage issues that we got. And I actually went out to Lee Beller's the other day. Robert, I don't know if you've been out to your property.
Yeah, I've been out about five times this year.
Okay. Anyway, we have a major Meadow Canyon is actually holding up fairly well all the way along. We know that a couple of places we got a bad spot, but we got a real problem over there on the Podunk, and that's that culvert that's right there that, you know, just past your property line that's going over towards Beller's. It's a major problem.
Is it washed all the way out?
You can barely get a truck through there right now. It's just washing out. And so that's something that we really need to address this next year. And Lee's not there right now, and I've just gone out and been taking care of his batteries and doing a couple of things, but I'm going to go out there again either Sunday or Monday. I'll take a picture and send it to you guys so you can get an idea. But we got to address it, and we need to address it in a hurry because it's just washing down.
Hey, Lee said something to me about using part of the drillings that come out from when they did my well, because it's all laying there on that road, road going over to my wellhead. And so I told him it was agreeable to me that he could use much of that as he wants for that.
I like that mud. I mean, that stuff sets up like concrete. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Nothing, you know, we've had some little snow. Snow removal hasn't really been an issue this year. And the county never came out and did a road close sign, which is fine. We haven't really had a major problem with that. In fact, I do know at least a couple of people who've driven all the way over to Cannonville on the frost. So.
Can we take that off the agenda?
Yeah.
Let me say
anyway.
Anything else, Brent?
That's it.
Shauna, ranch activities.
Well, I kind of did my activities already. That's what we were trying to do, is get that rolling quickly. But now we don't have any snow. All I had was mud. Sorry. It's a mud wrestle. It's a little cold.
Okay. Dale, item 8, update on water issues.
Okay, let me touch on two or three of these items before we talk about Meadow Canyon. I think the most serious thing is the letter that you sent today, Dirk, from the state engineer's office on the Meadow Canyon. Now, Brent and Paul visited with somebody about that, and they talked about capping that well.
Not Meadow Canyon.
Meadow Canyon. That's the bottom end of Meadow Canyon.
This letter here.
Yes. Letter from the state engineer.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're talking about the
windmill or
the
well
field. Yeah.
It's the well field.
Yeah. Dale knows that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm concerned that the state comes out and does their due diligence. And in answer to your letter, Dirk, I really think that we're exposed if we don't do some planting in that area.
So our proof that we've sent in was based on so many connections for a portion of the water right. But as I recall, still like 20 acres of irrigated land.
Yes, that whole water line.
And so this letter basically says that they're reserving approval of this until they come out and do an inspection. And in the process of their inspection, they would expect to see some evidences that were, in fact, irrigating 20 acres.
It's hard to guess kind of what they want. When we proved up on the 20 acres of alfalfa, to get 80 acre-feet of water, it was because that field was planted. And the water right at that time came out of an old Lynn Finley right, which now we have fractured off from the 80 acre-feet into a culinary water right for the cabins. It may be that the state engineer is coming out only to look at the 8 cabins. Item that the board might be interested in.
I think we ought to just call them and ask them that question.
Somebody should. That's exactly it.
So then we'd know, because if on the other hand they're going to look at the entire water, then we better be prepared to have 20 acres under cultivation and watering it as such.
Which we can do.
When the board voted years ago to give every lot owner up there nearly a half a second foot of water, that would all come out of the well field well. At 80 acre feet would furnish about 160 or 170 lots with a water right out of the grandfather rights of the ranch. If that water right goes away, then all the landowners out there are going to feel a real crunch. So I don't know if any of you realize that, but that was the water right that our thought would be, that it would be change point of diversion into individual wells or to whatever water rights the landowners wanted to use. So it's very serious that we protect that 80 acre feet of water that is a little fragile at this particular time. So, Dirk, in answer to your letter, I really think, for two reasons, I think that we should activate that field and plant something. That's what most farms and ranches do every spring, and get on with irrigating and developing that property for beneficial use. And this letter here may force us to move that direction. There's another water right posted in the local newspaper to somebody by the name of Dudinsky. Do you know who?
Dudinsky.
Dudinsky.
He's a member of the ranch.
Do you remember a lot number?
I can give it to you.
It's the lot that Larry built the Cinder Road on.
Over on Side Canyon.
It's over in Side Canyon. Is that,
Oh, yeah. 260?
Yeah.
Okay.
I filled out his paperwork to do a new appropriation.
Okay. Then the other item, may I summarize for the group?
Let's make a decision on this.
Okay.
If we could. We have three options. One, make a phone call and do some research to see what they're going to look at. Second, go ahead and try to put it into 20 acres of irrigation.
Is the planting that was done in the last 2 years going to come up this spring? I mean, is it?
I don't know. It was all.
I mean, we have not irrigated, but we've cultivated and planted it for the last 2 years.
We
thought
the cows pulled it out when we ate it off.
It didn't look very
really good. It came up. It came back last year.
Yeah.
It came up.
I think the things that they will expect to see, however, if they come out,
is pipe.
Is pipe. Is connections. Is evidence that, you know, electric bills that show that we. Or fuel bills that show we've been running the generator and we've been pumping water onto the ground, and they seem to be drifting less towards, you know, looking at the credibility of the crop and more towards evidences of the water going into the crop. And so, and I suspect that we would have a really hard time financially justifying the pumping cost crop in without managing it well and putting in something that we're going to get, you know, four cuttings of hay off of, and we're going to, you know, do something to aggressively manage it. Anyway.
I think when they had the guys come out from the state to look at the two wells, we looked at it, and it wouldn't be too hard to put in a couple risers and put in some hand lines or something out there. I don't think it would be that hard.
Now,
okay, so I'm somewhere lost here. Are we talking about reactivating the irrigation well or just pumping out of the domestic well?
Pumping out of the domestic well.
And then, so we're looking at sealing off the old irrigation well completely, right?
Right.
To avoid contamination?
Well, we're looking at disconnecting from it. That's a separate issue. The division of water rights versus the drinking water criteria are two separate things.
Right.
We've been asked by the division of drinking water to separate the wells. I think that's something that we have to do. They've made the request. They're going to keep taking points away from us if we don't show that we've done that. I'm not a fan of filling a well full of concrete, however, just because we have to disconnect it. So the Division of Water Rights is going to want to see evidence that we're putting that water to beneficial use. That's what we're dealing with here. There's some question as to if that's just for the changes that we made, because we had a certificate of beneficial use before,
and then we changed its use from irrigation to a certain amount of culinary. We'll be able to show pretty easily that here's the cabins with the water going to it and so forth, if that's the only thing they're really looking at, is the changed part of it. However, while they're up there on the neighbor in the neighborhood and they say, oh, and by the way, how come you're not watering 18 acres anymore like you should be? We're not going to look very
good.
Does it work good watering cattle?
A lot of cattle. I mean, yeah, if you're, every cow counts for, what is it, Ben?
It's like 28 cows per 1 acre foot. You've got to have 4 acre feet per acre. I mean,
so that'd be 100 cows for an acre.
Right.
Oh, what?
So we need to do 18 acres. So if we had 1,800 cows that we were watering, we could pick up on that. So that's the easiest way for them to well built by the ranch house.
Right above the ranch house and then where they feed the ranch house.
The main way to fill the water tank. So anyway, in theory, what we should be able to show is if our historical right was 20 acres, is it 20? And we've now converted a portion of it to this culinary. They typically would want to see that here's the culinary that you're using, and here's the abandonment of what you gave up. So now you're only irrigating 18 acres, whatever the numbers work out to be. And we're not very well prepared to show any of the irrigation side of it.
Well, I'm with you. I'm not in favor of filling that well with concrete. The pump doesn't work in it right now, and we measured the water level, and the water's at 85 feet. When the well was first drilled back in 1979, 1980, the water level was at 79 feet, so it's dropped 6 feet. The pump is down set at around 100 feet or something, under 90 feet, but the pump's not working. So the truth is right now we've disconnected that from our system. The pump is completely disconnected. We took it apart.
And they don't care about any of that. They just want to see
that you're doing some of it.
Well, I guess my question is do we want to – we have a spare pump that's sitting down there at the ranch that we could use to pump out of that irrigation well. So do we want to replace the pump that's in there with that spare pump that we have? Or do we want to just pull that old pump and cap that well and just cap it, not fill the concrete?
Well, if we were pretending to be a real farm,
we couldn't cap it.
We would fix the pump, we'd put a new one in there, and we'd use the old well for the irrigation sides and preserve the water rights there, and we'd use the new well for culinary and try to...
Well, I'm totally in favor of pretending like we're a real farm.
So I think that's what we've got to decide if we move forward with, and we probably should.
Hey, Dirk, can I speak for a minute?
Sure.
The Rural Water Users Association was extremely good at getting backdoor information out of the state, both DDW and DWR, and regarding to updating that source protection plan. Why, you have some questions about what you think is actually going on and what we should do. Why don't we ask those guys again?
I could call Terry Smith, have him come out and just.
Yeah, but again, they're not really going to be looking at our irrigation activities.
No, but the you had some questions about what exactly are they looking for us to do, and without going directly to them and asking that, RWAU goes to them daily, probably with hundreds of questions from hundreds of users.
Yeah, let me back up here. I don't disagree with that, but I don't want to not take action.
No. We just want to make sure we're taking useful action.
Well, useful action, what I'm trying to say is
they're not going to help us preserve our water rights. They're going to help make sure that we've done the appropriate measures to not be contaminating our culinary water system. And so we should, in fact, yes, make sure that we're in sync with them 100% using their advice, but that's still not going to answer the question of do we grow triticale, do we grow hay, do we hope that the Division of Water Rights doesn't even notice that we're not growing anything.
Now, do they require us to grow something? I mean, what's the best drought-resistant, least water use?
Well, but that's almost the reverse mentality. We either use the highest amount of water use crop to have the minimum amount of acreage that we need to do, which is alfalfa,
okay,
has a duty of 5 acre feet per acre. Maybe four up at Deer Springs.
Four in that climate.
Yeah.
So four up at Deer Springs. So what that means is that for every acre of cropland that we're irrigating, we preserve and protect 4 acre feet of water right. So we could put in something that's much less water intensive, but now we've got to grow 50 acres instead of 20.
Well, and that was my question. You know, will they look at actually the look at the crop that we're growing?
They will make some generalities there. I think if we had almost any typical intensive watering crop like triticale or hay, that'd give us that duty.
Okay.
But if we, for example, went to an orchard or we went to a dryland pasture that we said we were just kind of supplementing water in the spring, then you know, we would probably be looking at different duty rates. So all of this takes some research, but the question is, are we going to get aggressive and actually manage water on a daily basis and water some crops up there?
Do we have, that was the question, do we
and
have,
are we willing to pay for that?
Any of the infrastructure, aluminum pipe and stuff to water that? Are we back to trying to budget to
there's
buy a wheel line or the on-ground
fan line?
Well, or the
good question.
The flood irrigation headgate type pipe that we could, you know, that's the benefit of those fields have always been flood irrigated,
right.
And so the ditches are out of.
Isn't there some pipe laying against the fence?
Well,
there?
Yeah, there's a sprinkler. Yeah. For sake of time, because we're running out of time, this is a whole program, and it's going to take a lot of hours and days. There's a beautiful stream of water flowing out of Meadow Canyon down through the waste right now. We shoveled and got part of it where it should be. But anytime you have a lot of runoff water and it goes without any attention at all, I think it's criminal.
Yeah. Right.
And so, yes, there is water that if we had taken care of the ditches that the pioneers put in, water could be flowing on these field areas right now. And it's things like that that I think we should pay attention to and take advantage of the spring runoff. I don't know if the water's going to be running in for another couple of months. Some years it has run on into June. And it should be used and managed and taken advantage of to build up the moisture in the soil in that area so that your irrigation, your pumping costs are much less. So if that could be tabled or put to a committee to study or something.
How about we make a few assignments then?
Mm-hmm.
Assignment number one, we need somebody to call the Division of Water Rights and see what they anticipate on.
I think that's like dynamite. You can if you want to, but I think that's
I wouldn't put ourselves on the radar doing that.
Jody Akers wants them to send her all the paperwork that comes out, and I think that the more people want to call them and irritate and demand that they...
And they think something's up. And
well,
come
if I was to call them, I would simply call and say, we've had crops. Some years we do, some years we don't. We're not really required to have crops every year to protect our water rights. Or are you going to expect to see this year there is a crop? Or are you satisfied that we have had some crops historically? So it would just kind of be a little open-ended question like that.
Do you think that's also not worth asking?
Oh, I think somebody should.
Hey, Dirk?
Yeah.
Jody checking in. Sorry I was late. I didn't want to interrupt earlier. Yeah, with your help, I could do that. I'm not. I don't follow everything that is being discussed at the moment, but I could go ahead and go call that Division of Water Rights with your guidance and what questions you want answered. I can do that.
Well, I would just as soon probably make that call myself, if that's all right. And because I work with the Division of Water Rights guys enough, I can ask it in kind of a generalistic term. Maybe not even referencing the ranch.
Okay.
That's great.
Good plan.
Do we need to have a motion to do that?
No, I'll take that assignment.
Okay.
Second assignment is, I believe Paul could fill this assignment, which is to look at what our future alternatives are with the existing well and the old well. And you may need to get some guidance from some of these other resources, but I know that we've already been told that we need to disconnect.
Right.
And so I don't think that's that much of a mystery. But we need to ask the question with the drinking water folks, do you have any concern if we're still using the old well for irrigation, or do they feel like that's still cross-contamination?
Where it's at now, there's a valve for irrigation and a valve from the culinary.
I know we'll disconnect the pipes.
They have to be separate.
But again, if we're pumping out of the old well just for irrigation, because it's still within the 100-foot radius of the protection zone of the new well.
Yeah.
Do they have any concerns about that?
There is a new rule about, it's called the new hydraulic rule. If you have a well and it's going to affect your other well, they have an issue with that. I'm not sure, because it's an old existing well and we have the water rights to both of them, if that falls in that category.
Yeah, given it's a non-grouted well and all the kind of things that go to, can you just fill that question, do some research for us?
Right.
And find out, because that determines if we fix the old well up and buy new fittings and make the new pump work or whatever, or if we have to just pump out the new well even for our irrigation.
Right.
Maybe that it's grandfathered in.
Keep in mind, we had to put in a new well because the old well wasn't grandfathered in.
Culinary quality.
Yeah, it's not culinary quality. I don't think you'll find that there's any exceptions that they're going to say in the source protection area that they'll
allow that.
Say, well, it's an old well, we don't care. The question is going to be more, is it acceptable to have another producing well using the same water right for non-culinary purposes within the protection zone of the current well?
Right. We'd have to pump and measure drawdown, and
it'll have effect on production, but I think they'll have a simple answer to nope, you can't use anything within a 100-foot radius, or yep, no problem there, as long as you don't have any physical connections.
Right.
Yes,
or maybe there's a variety of other components. Whatever it is, we're not going to solve that in today's meeting. I just want to assign that for you to research and report back to us by email as soon as you get the answers there, so we know which way to go. The third component is, do we move ahead with some type of agriculture activities in which seed ought to be in the ground yesterday for that? It should have been planted last fall.
What was planted last year? Because they said that
nothing was planted last fall.
Right. Was it the fields coming into the ranch? You said they were going to come back. It's just going to take a year.
The fields coming back in and the airstrip do have production from perennial plantings that will, if we manage them and mow them and take care of them, we'll probably do something. But the well field has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going to do something of an agriculture nature that would have any validity when they come out 3 or 4 months from now, would need to be doing something soon.
So,
So again, I don't want to solve that problem here. I just want to assign it out for somebody to.
Well, I can take care of, you know, asking questions, but right now is a good time. I think it's dry enough.
Yeah, it is.
To maybe go out there, rough hog sunflowers, and maybe fill that up a little bit, just so it's ready. We get a seeder, a drill.
Yeah, this nice grain drill that the county, or the, who is the organization?
The BLM has.
BLM. Would be,
again, I don't know. I don't know that I would touch the. It depends on what you're going to plant.
But I mean, if I can get the ground ready right now.
There's a whole process that we've got to go through. It's going to require spraying to treat the sunflowers, and because those seeds are already there, and I don't know that we need a lot of tillage. We just need seeding in the ground. You know, a no-till grain drill would be the best application. But
so it doesn't blow away.
What do you think it's going to cost us to seed it anyway?
Let's deal with that at a different time.
Well, again, I just want to have somebody assign that in the meeting. Is anybody willing to take that assignment to do the research or to work on that?
Paul and I will work on it.
Okay, good deal. Okay, thank you. Next item, Dale.
Been a lot of correspondence back and forth, and I'd like to summarize for the group two or three things on background, because I think the correspondence has been very time-consuming and totally out of line. We bought the ranch in 1971, 1977. The water was adjudicated. The state did legal action on different places. We worked on Deer Springs. And I have these things in a file folder here. The water in the Meadow Springs was tested at that time by the people who were doing coal exploration up there. I did an application in 1978 on the Meadow Canyon Springs, because when we bought the Finley Ranch, there were 29 water rights. And there was no water right on the main water springs in Meadow Canyon. And so in 1978, I made out an application, wanted more water than we were really entitled to. The state came down with their engineer, measured the fields, evaluated the water source, and made out an application for irrigation on 34 acres or 134 acre-feet of water, which was an extremely nice thing. And the state engineer out of Cedar City was the one that sent the application, which we signed, sent in, and then for some reason it was lost. It was made out in the name of Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association, and the information was kept in my file, which we were able, two or three years ago, to take to the state engineer, and they were surprised, but delighted with the paperwork that was there, done by Gerald Stoker. The criticism of this last water study that had the wrong address or the wrong phone number is ridiculous. Who would the engineers call if they were not to call me for on the telephone? And I don't want to belabor the thing, but Jody has made such a fit over this thing, and she's the one that filed personally for water on Deer Springs land and Deer Springs water in her own personal name, and she's been critical that I filed in the name of DSROA. And I was appointed by the board to look into the Meadow Canyon Spring area and was authorized to do so. I had the health department up there and ask about the springs and what we need to do. They were very helpful. They gave us a checklist of drinking water requirements. Number one is to do a preliminary evaluation report, which has to be done by engineers. I called Bullock Brothers, who had been doing our engineering up there. They said, we don't do this now. We recommend Jim Engineering. I had Joel Mayer of Jim Engineering up there three different times looking at the area, putting together a bid on it, and to move forward on this engineering report, which he did. There's still some bugs in the report. The report has other things that have to be changed in it. So everybody can spend a lot of time worrying about it, or we let the engineer make the corrections that are necessary on it. And so not to, to belabor that a lot, I don't know. It made a fit over me owning Deer Springs Ranch. Anybody here knows who owns Deer Springs Ranch. There's no question about it. True, the engineer put on here, this is the letter that went out that sets the land aside, tells it the land is owned by Deer Springs Ranch, and I signed it as either the owner and or administrator. Now, as the chairman of the water board, water committee, appointed to do this study, I guess my signature on there was the appropriate one. Here's the one that some of you have seen. And guess who signs all the documents and so forth in here, even the set-aside and everything? True, Barbara Button.
She was over it at that time.
That's right. No question about it. Her address in St. George, her telephone number in St. George is there. So let's make a big deal and irritate everybody over whose telephone number is on there for the engineers to check on. There has been a letter come back from the state that the report is not adequate the way it sets right now. I'm sorry, but I did take the opportunity to call the engineer and talk with him about it. Three or four others of you may want to call and talk to him also, but it's being worked on to meet the requirements of the state. The Meadow Canyon Springs 1259 was approved. In fact, we've had to go back two or three times. It is now on the web, and it is a legitimate water right, and I think it's the finest one on the ranch. there's some.
In all intents and purposes, would have been totally lost because we failed, personally had all the proof of anything or any ownership or any work ever having been done.
And the, all the documentation is here in the briefcase on the water rights and what has happened and why it happened as it was.
That's the main reason that we asked Dale to be over the water.
Okay, can I make a comment here, please?
I'd like to finish my report first.
Okay, sure.
The intent was, in as much as the ranch was short of funding and didn't want to, they're working on their budget. When I started working on this water right, 40 years ago, and have worked on it since, actively, when the board asked in August for me to research and work on this water right, I told the engineer that I would pay for it myself if there's a problem, that we wanted him to go ahead and start work on it, and that we would move that direction, and I made arrangements for that to happen. Later on, when the report was delayed as much as it was, we approached the board about it, including it in their budget, and then we can make a big stink out of the report being done before the funding was ever approved. That's true. So I'd like to give Linda here a check for $2,000 to stop any wasted time on that item. The other question is, this is all for my purpose. This is some kind of hidden agenda that I'm supposed to be stealing from you folks. It's a map that we had bought, paid for the other day that I think is quite impressive. It's a large enough scale that you can see where things are. And the intent that has been talked about for years and is coming to a conclusion now. Here's the old Finley cabin at this point. There are two nice springs just to the west of it. There's another spring further over that does not generate enough water, and there's two up above that generate some water. These are the two main springs. These, we think, will put out something like 50 gallons a minute. That's a lot of water.
A lot.
Lots of water. And so one of the questions is, do we need any water? I think we do, for several reasons. In addition to, and here's the study papers for the water loss. Working to protect our most precious resource. And here's studies done by the Extension Service and by the water group in Albuquerque on what happens with riparian growth and how much water does it steal. I did a little calculation down through here. The willows calculate out to be using about 24 gallons per minute, or half of our water right in that area, maybe more, but it's a very serious water loss by growing a bunch of willows. And I know some's irritated that we've talked about getting rid of willows and keeping them mowed, getting them out. And some say, well, gee, I had no right idea why you wanted to get rid of willows. Well, there's several reasons we want to get rid of willows, and one of them is because of the amount of water that they drink. These two springs would furnish millions of gallons of water if they're, number one, the engineers and professionals have to tell us, how do we box those in and do it so it's culinary, the protection zone. This little study that was done gives you some idea about what you need to do to protect it. We need a animal-type fence 100 feet in all directions of the spring, which is not going to eat up very much in the meadow. And but there's some digging that needs to be done and maybe some overburden to be brought back in to meet the health requirements to get this certified as a culinary water right. Later on, the pipeline needs to come down through the meadow to the fish pond area. from the fish pond area, it needs to come up to serve these four cabins. Now, some say that, oh, the system there can be redone and can be certified. My letter says it cannot be. You can challenge that if you want to. I have good reason to believe that, and if any of you want to go ahead and head a study and get the state engineer and the drinking water people to come in and look at the system and send us a certified letter as to what their decision is, that's okay also. We need a better water supply if we're going to continue to use these four cabins. If we put in a pavilion here at the fish ponds, we need additional if we have the other. So some was wanting to know, why in the world was I wanting a water, additional water? Well, if it's a good resource, then why don't we? Maybe it has no value. I believe it does have great value. And so study whatever you want to. And they almost think, I'm going to drink the water. And somebody was foolish enough to say, I'm thinking about putting in a water slide park or something up there. Somebody else said I would be building a McDonald's. Well, I'm stupid, but not quite stupid enough to think that. Here's the uses that I would propose on this. A hose bib over at the old Finley cabin.
A what?
A hose bib. For watering horses and hikers and whoever. A water source there next to the old Finley cabin. The pavilion at the fish ponds for restrooms. drinking water and washing your hands. Cabin number one, cabin two, cabin three, cabin four. I think that someday when it's, if this is in, then cabin 5 and 5A location could be used. It could also have an outlet at the hidden cabin, which is that mark right there. The grove, there's a faucet at the grove right now. And I put on here possibly one on this lot here, which I own, lot 111. There's some 30, 40 lots that could be gravity serviced out of this spring area, and there's plenty of water there to do it. Once the water is put in, it would be under pressure for sprinkler irrigation, for farming, for other purposes down through there that would be beneficial to the members of Deer Springs Ranch. Now, I'm irritated that somebody thinks I have some ulterior motive for developing this water source and where it's going. Now, to answer another question in Dirk's letter, how much water? Well, if you use 0.25 acre-feet, which is a non-winter or a non-year-round use, I calculated one on that, but I think the state would require us to use a full 0.45 acre-foot times 10 hookups in the area would use 4.5 acre-feet out of 134. So if we used, if we qualified for 10 hookups in the area that I've just mentioned here, we would have 4.5 feet in culinary, 129.9 in irrigation.
How much in culinary?
4.5. If in the next 10 years, 10 lot owners somewhere in this area hooked on, they would use another 4.5 acre feet, taken away from what we had left over before. This would leave 125 acre feet for irrigation purposes, which is a fantastic, beautiful water right.
Where does that water end up right now, Dale?
It sinks in the ground down.
So there's no holding ponds?
No.
It's not reclaimed.
It sinks in the gravel down about a mile. It goes through the trout ponds, but this, I don't think, will diminish a bit of the water flowing in the trout ponds if we will take care of our willows and our invasive plants. Now, to go one step further on this, once these springs are put in for culinary and so forth, if you calculate them out, during the 6 winter months, they keep flowing. And they flow about 5 million gallons of water during the winter. I would propose that when funds and things are available, that those two springs be put into a big holding tank right here, and it's at that elevation for a reason. And I have an 80,000-gallon tank that's similar to one I put over here that could be put here at this location. And the water out of these springs flowing through that would make a beautiful year-round lake out of the Red Reservoir.
Well, would it do fill up, drain and out of your tank?
What?
During the summer, would it fill up out of your tank?
The overflow?
Yeah, the overflow.
I'm not understanding your question.
Again, are you filling the reservoir out of that tank?
Out of this tank?
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I think that if it isn't being used, I would prefer that it being used during the summer for irrigation, for homes, for whatever kinds of purposes down there, mainly to use up here when it's just running to waste and building a big ice cap on the meadow that it is down there now.
Yeah.
So the Red Reservoir, the big tank, the springs, the uses down through here, and all the lots out across to the east could be served gravity flow out of this system. And so that...
it is an excellent plan.
And it takes a lot of study. Dirk wrote an excellent letter the other day on some of these things. I went down through it, and he raises 32 different questions. It's not going to be answered overnight. It takes a lot of time and effort and energy to do something like this. And so in his letter, it was a good letter, but there's 32 items that somebody has to take an answer as to the whys and wherefores and who does it and whenever. So that's kind of the report as to where we are, what's happening, why I have suggested for years that this needs to be one of our prime assets and that we should be delighted with it and that we should protect it and study it and do the things necessary to make it beneficial to every member that owns an interest in Deer Springs. And so with that, that's all I wanted on that. Well, with that, the other things, the things that needs to be studied, the things that we're working on, as chairman of the Water Committee, I would strongly recommend that the board consider this and a resolution that I've prepared and proposed that I'd like for, hand these down to Dirk, for this to be an item of business for us to look at and consider, and would make a motion so to do.
While you're handing this paper out, can I go ahead and talk for a moment?
I like to discuss the resolution, and then we'll open up questions.
Okay.
Would somebody read this resolution?
I will. A resolution for the development of Meadow Canyon Springs. Clarkson Investments, LC, will accept authorization from Deer Springs Ranch Owner Association to proceed with engineering, applications, spring development, pipeline construction, and management of the Meadow Canyon Springs water source. Progress on this authorization will be shared with the Board of Directors on a monthly basis. The budget for this ranch improvement will be the responsibility of Clarkson Investment, LC. We trust this resolution will meet with your immediate approval so work can continue on this critical situation in a timely manner. As a member of the board, I vote yes.
Okay, Jody, I think it would be appropriate for you to talk now.
Okay, thank you. Gail, you know, when anybody represents the ranch, and it wouldn't matter if it was you or me or anybody, I would expect them to list the entity of Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association and sign it with your name is fine, your contact information is fine, I have no problem with that, and your title of what you are, like Deer Springs Ranch Water Committee Chairman. That was the issue with me on that, not that you're representing us and you're signing this. We just, you know, it needs to be signed properly that so we don't think that there's something else going on. Number two, I think it's really admirable for you to reimburse the association for that $2,000. But again, at this time, the survey has already been approved by the board, so I think you should keep the $2,000. As far as the letter you have stating that the spring system that we have or the well system that we have on the upper cabins is not certifiable. I sent everybody a copy of the letter that says from the state of Utah that as long as we don't go more than 15 connections or 25 people, that our system is perfectly fine the way it is. I know we need maintenance on it. I think Brett and Paul will agree with that. We do need to put some money into maintenance. But the ones you wanted to, you had some really good ideas about the holding bin for the Finley cabins, the pavilion for water there, the hidden cabin, out to your lot. All those are great, but that's only eight other users. We still have, well, that's eight including the cabins. So I don't know that we need to go into something that expensive as developing the Meadow Canyon Spring, but, you know, that's a different topic. We only have, that would, we have up to 15 connections that we can use. 30 to 40 people that might come on later, well, you know, that is later. We don't know if they're going to want to participate or not. And again, I would still like to see, your ideas are good. If we had known these ideas ahead and this was your plan, maybe I wouldn't have been so what's going on here with that. But I think we need to lay this out in a longer map than what we have now. When you want to put in the new water system for new lot members 30 or 40 later, how are they going to come in? Who are they going to pay? How much a month are they going to pay? How is all that going to work? A long-term plan that's written down so we can see where it's going to go to and how much the costs are. Even though you're going to pay the upfront cost or however that's going to work, there's still going to be later costs involved to the ranch, or it could happen that way. That's all I'm asking. And that's all my comments I have on that. And I would like to see, though, if you have a letter that you were talking about that we could look at, I'm not sure what letter you're talking about, if you could email to me or whatever, so we could see that, too, why the spring that we have or the well system we have now is not up to whatever standards. Please let us have that so we can get that information. I just think we need to get more information before we obligate anyone, your personally or the board, to this kind of money, the association. That's
okay, so who is we, Jody?
You what?
Well, I don't want to dwell too much on that because I think there are various interpretations of that. The fact of the matter is we have a system that's in compliance with what the state expects right now, but it has future items of risk. I think we can agree to those things, and I think that's probably all that we need to agree for the purpose of today's meeting. I'd like to hear some other comments from other board members on this proposal.
I'd like to know who Clarkson Investments is. Who are they? Is
me.
It just you?
Me.
You and Patsy? That's it? Okay.
I want to make a comment because I think that this has been a kind of a lifelong dream of Dale to get this ranch finished up. And the water is a major resource that the ranch has. And because of his diligence in working on this, and even through all the opposition everybody keeps throwing in front of his way, he continues to keep trying to get this finished. Excuse me, but Dale's not that young anymore. And it's to all the members' benefit for him to do such a thing and to be selflessly giving. And it bothers me that we have people with so many suspicious minds all the time of things that are going on. All of us have a chance to benefit from the ranch. We love the ranch, and we wouldn't even have it had it not been for Dale. He has put his whole life into this thing, and it really irritates me because he has...
Well, but I don't mean to cut you off, but
okay.
I would like to take this meeting out of the realm of the debate about
100%
personnel.
Forget me and what I want as the material.
Let's talk about this.
We're talking about the ranch.
Ranch proposal, and so I appreciate that. Do you have any other final thoughts on?
Only that I think that we would be foolish to let that water right not be developed.
Okay.
If there was any chance that we'll use it eventually down.
I have a little concern on this resolution. It seems open-ended still, the fact that we aren't really sure what the ranch is obligated eventually. I mean, when we did some of the water improvements on the water capture and so forth before it was started out as a private project, and the ranch ended up paying for that. if I recall rightly, I'm not sure exactly how that got started, but we get reimbursed for that. If we have to reimburse for this study too, which is open-ended on here,
well,
that'll be the responsibility of Clarkson
Investments. It's not open-ended financially. Unless I'm misunderstanding this, I think it. I think a couple of comments here. Number one, the budget for this ranch improvement will be the responsibility of Clarkson Investments LLC. That's not an arbitrary or an open-ended statement. I'm not taking it as such, at least.
Well, to me, it means the management of this budget will be their responsibility. Will this come back to the ranch in terms of paying for the development of this?
Is there honesty in the board? Is there honesty, Ken, in yours? Do you want something for nothing?
No, I don't. I don't want is to come up and all of a sudden say, oh, wait a minute, we're way overextended here, and we can't come up with this money now.
This doesn't extend you at all. If later on the system is in and the opportunity that you want to hook onto it, my guess is the board would want to pay their fair share of hooking on. They don't have to, but if they decide, you bet. There's honesty and economics.
Okay, so this is an investment by Clarkson Properties to start a water system on the upper end of the ranch. Is that what I'm understanding from that, then?
I don't know that it has anything to do with it. It is not Clarkson's water.
What I'm hearing you telling me is the fact that the only thing that's going to come back to the ranch on this is the fact that anyone who wants to hook up into the system will pay their share on it. That seems to me like that's a private water company.
No, this map should be convincing to you, and you can say what you want. The upper system is not approved, not approvable. So tomorrow, if you want to check, you may find that you have cabins up there without water. It is not 15 hookups today. And if there's 60 people or 25 people over a 60-day period, the rules have been in place for years. I do have letters, and I've been a part of it. If some of you know more about the cabins and the water system and whether it's approvable or not, that's okay. I've made my statement, and I think you'll find it to be true.
And again, I don't know that that's part of this question.
That's true. It is.
I think the question being posed here, if I can interject, is there any financial obligation whatsoever from the ranch in the future? And I think Dale is saying no, unless they possibly in the future want to hook into the system.
Or the association.
So I guess the question would be there a little bit, Dale, what you're suggesting is that you develop this system next year when the ranch says, you know what, we want to hook in the upper cabins to this system that Dale's developed. At that time, you would tell us a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be an impossibility at this point to say what the cost would be. But there are probably also likely some that would say, well, how do we know the cost will be reasonable? What kind of issues do we have associated with that? And I think that's where you're kind of coming back saying, well, we're honest people, we'll deal with each other fairly and so forth. Have I summarized the different positions?
I think so, and to report to the board on a monthly basis what work is being done and what the expenses are. You should know immediately as to what the expense on this whole thing is, and then you can say, okay, we want to hook on. We want to use half the water. We want to use 90% of the water. I'm not irrigating my land. This is to be irrigating your land.
Well, serving your hookups. The two significant issues for the association are that they have no financial responsibility, and that the progress will be reported on a monthly basis.
true. In this board meeting.
It appears to me that we're talking about if we hook up, if Dale does this, we have the opportunity to hook up.
Yes.
If he doesn't do it, there won't even be any opportunity to have any water, and the water that's up there will go nowhere.
Well, it
right?
will still water the meadow as it has been, but it won't have any benefits.
It will not be developed at all.
Development
right.
use.
And I don't
unless
see us having any money to do it
well,
in the near future.
I'm not worried about developing the water. I just don't want to get into a boondoggle where all of a sudden we're faced with forfeiture or something like that.
The basis of us moving forward with our own competing proposal is very weak.
Yeah, say the least.
Right?
We don't have the funds to
I'd
do
like
that.
To hear from other board members if there's any other discussion.
Well, here's my concern. And I have been more than accommodating. I've gone along with just about everything that's been proposed. But here are my concerns about this. Well, first of all, Dale, I don't think you owe the ranch $2,000. We approved that study to be done. I don't think you need to reimburse the ranch one iota for that. I would much have preferred that we had known about the fact that it had already been done up front. I didn't know about that. I voted for the funding, but I don't have heartburn about that. I think you should have your money back. I don't think you owe us anything. The second thing, my concerns are, and it kind of piggybacks onto what Kathy said, and that is, all right, who is Clarkson Properties? Will Clarkson, if, say, for example, heaven forbid, and I'm a fan of yours, so when I say this, I don't want you to take offense to it. Something happened to you. Is there going to be money to ensure that this project is finished as it's laid out? Okay, that's one of my concerns I have. Another concern that I have is when you went ahead and did all of the surface water reclamation stuff, and I'm a huge fan of that, I got so much grief from so many members about what's this big canal doing up there? And I quite honestly went, I don't know. And I felt really inadequate as a board member not being able to answer questions to that. I can be a salesman for this, or I can be kind of like the whipping boy. And my thing is that I would feel really far more comfortable with going ahead with this if, number one, a master plan was presented. And it doesn't have to be right to the, you know, every connection identified, but I'd like to know where each connection or potential connection is going to be. Like if there's going to be the potential to extend it up Crawford Canyon, it's there. Or the potential to extend it down on those lots down towards Doyle Edison, it's there. And I'd like to also know, yeah, I'd like to really have a master plan that I can say when some member of the ranch comes to me and says, what's this? And I can pull out the map and I can go, there's going to be a connection here, there's going to be a connection here, this is what. And then the other thing is to ensure.
Now let me just interrupt here a little bit. Wouldn't that be basically if Dale had somehow in writing or on a map about the same thing that he orchestrated for us right now?
Right.
It's very close. I'm impressed.
I mean, that's 80% of it.
That's 80% of it.
That gives us a lot better feeling than what
we
had.
Well, and I think that he's already shown the master plan of what it is. Right. I mean, I don't think that from what I know, he's not ready or willing to commit to the cost of putting it to Crawford or down to Doyle Edison. The 10 hookups or the 8 there that our existing needs, or he said, you know, the one lot that he owns there nearest to the fish farm, you know, would be. But it doesn't matter whether it's that or it's to provide for 100 cabins. The development of the spring would be the same.
Well, exactly. And I feel a lot better after seeing your map here, and I have a better understanding of it. My thing is, if I'm going to sell it to members, I just need to be able to sell, you know, I need to be able to answer their questions so I don't look foolish, like I didn't ask the right questions when we did this thing. And then the only other thing that I would like is a contract.
And the reason I want a contract is to protect you as much as it is to protect the ranch. And the reason I say that is this. We had that debacle about the voting the lots and all that stuff around the time of the annual membership or the annual meeting. And one of the things that we decided as a board at that time, that we could disregard what a previous board had decided because it never had changed. We'd never put it into the rules and regulations or anything else. I have a concern, and my concern is as much for the ranch as it is for you, is if we don't have a contract in place that protects you, what happens next year or a year after that while this project's being worked on, a new board comes in and they tell you, cease and desist. Okay? I think that you need to be protected as far as this goes, and I think a contract protects the ranch. It would alleviate Ken's concerns about if we add in there is no financial obligation until we agree to hook up to something, and that. If you can provide those, I feel much better about this thing, and those are my only two issues about this.
And I think that's fine. However, if the board authorized me to do something on this critical issue in August, I hope you don't think that I'm going to wait until December to pick my nose and do nothing. So I think it was everybody's understanding and could have been as to the things that was going on and the healthy part. You know, I didn't know that I needed to ask all of you whether to have the health department come in or the engineers to come in to do basically. So that's why this is a very simple thing, and I cannot move forward and even do the planning, engineering, make the applications and all the different things without a positive vote from the board on this. There are questions that will naturally be answered as we move forward for the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay, let me just give you...
And by the way, I'm not committing $300,000 or $400,000. I think the way any of you would do it, we'll find out what the requirements are. We'll try to get the spring boxed in, measured, evaluated, tested, and so forth. And then we'll go to step number 2 and 3 and 4. The tank on the upper end and some of those things is going to be phase 3 or 4. But to start bidding out the pipe and the different things, I'm committed to spending, as long as my wife will allow me, to put a lot of thousands of dollars into this, and we'll do so. But I'm not guaranteeing to 100% do this whole project. We will come up with budgets and other things, and so... That's about all I...
Well, let me just give you two other real quick issues here. You brought up about the willows and how much water they were using. You know, this is completely new information to me. I don't know how long you've known this. And to be honest with you, I think that I would have liked to have known about that, and then a much greater effort would have been made to get those willows mowed down. As it was, we were looking at all the other projects that we had, and I work with Paul all the time, and the willows were way down on the priority list. If I had known about the water issue, they'd have been right at the top of the priority list. And so I think there's a lot of times that information is not shared. I'm not comfortable. When I was still on the job, I got burned by a developer doing fast tracking, because I went out and supported him doing this. And what happened was, is he started building this building partially. He presented part of the plan, and part of the plan, and part of the plan. And the truth is, the end result wasn't anything of what the initial presentation was. I'm not comfortable with fast-tracking. Dale, I don't want you to wait. You provide us with you've already provided us with 80% of the master planning that we need, and a simple contract, I'm comfortable with it. If I can't get those things, then I'm just going to say no. Everybody else is welcome to vote the way they want to do it. I'm just saying, until I get those things, I say no. I support your efforts, though, Dale, and I'm not one criticize you in any way about that.
Let me ask you, Dale, how would you feel about a simple agreement that would offer some protections for you and for the association, still giving you the right but not the obligation to move forward with this, that hopefully could be put together in the next couple of weeks with some email traffic and presented for the next board's meeting?
Isn't that what this resolution says?
Well, the resolution doesn't address, it's kind of a one-sided statement. It's just saying we grant you this right. It's not addressing, for example, a few basic questions that could be answered right now that Brent has brought up, or the question of, you know, who's going to fulfill the certified operator role, or some of those basic things. I would guess that there's 5 of the 32 questions posed that probably could be answered. And so I'm asking you, are you uncomfortable with an agreement that would kind of define some of those roles?
No, I think if this is voted on and approved tonight, that draw whatever contracts and things you may want to for future consideration.
Well, what I'm asking you is how would you feel about tabling this tonight in favor of drafting up a agreement that would allow us to address some of these items?
I would feel totally aggravated if the board chooses to vote against this. I think
you'd like to put us to the point of ultimatum. We either move forward with this or we don't.
That's fine.
Can I opine here?
Yep. We'd definitely like to hear from all of the board members.
I would simply say the board has done the best that we can over the years to maintain the ranch, and it hasn't been. We've made huge progress. There's a lot of work that's been done. The water system's improved. Some improvements have been made on the cabin. If we get bogged down in the details of this, Dale's the only one that has any kind of initiative or vision or is able to push forward something that all of us will gain from, regardless of whether or not 10 blocks are put in or 50 blocks are put in or the entire system is completed. Anything that we do is going to be moving in the right direction. Why in the world he has to come with hat in hand to ask permission from the board to make improvements, and then we're suspicious of his motives is beyond me. He's trying to do something that we will all benefit from long after he's gone, and here we are
quabbling.
Well, suspicious again of why he's doing this, and afraid we're going to see our water rights slip from our fingers because he's going to put in a water slide. So I'm totally in favor of giving him the go-ahead. What has he done in the past that has been suspicious and that he's, or the people have been suspicious of, and he's gone ahead and done this? I have heard from the time I was in high school when I grew up here of the devious things that Dale Clarkson has done, and when it comes down to it, it really is for the benefit of us as
a whole,
as an organization, certainly not to fill his pockets. So let's move forward with this. Let's give him the ability to do this. Why he has to pay for it in the first place, I wonder. And presenting a check for $2,000 seems it would be shameful to take it. Let's move forward with this. Let's do this. All of us will benefit from it. Both people up close, people down at the ranch, the ranch is going to be greener because of it.
Appreciate that, Dave. I would like to, are there any other board discussion?
My two cents, I'd like to you know, clarify. I mean, there's been several that have voted that, or voiced. I don't know if we need to make a resolution or anything that we return the check.
Let's deal with that out. We
deal with that different.
Okay.
And I will deal with that.
And as far as the, you know, we've been to this place before on, and I've heard from Brent, I know a lot, you know, I was on the board also at the same time. We went through things on some of the runoff and rebuilding the polywog ponds we had talked about for 20 years, and there were different things when Clarkson Investment was actually, you know, we assigned a lease, and then some of those answers, you know, there's always more questions than answers, and they didn't all come together, and the association ended up paying for a lot of the tractor work that was done up there. I don't know in a perfect world, there is a better way of doing it, but at the same time, in hindsight, I'm glad we did it, because the improvements that are in the ground up there are still in the ground. The off-site contractors that were paid for by the association, was money well spent, and in addition to that, the time that was donated by Dale and Larry and all of them that the association didn't pay for wouldn't have ever happened. And I see this as the same thing. I know, you know, Ken's comment and some as far as the cost and being obligated. If we were the King County Water Conservancy and we bid this project and we went to, you know, we're talking big dollars. What really needs to happen here, though, is a lot of on the time, you know, hands-on work up there that Dale is the only one that has the expertise and the ability to do it. And for him to do that, there is still, I know that there's always questions, and some of it is simple ego battles as to who had permission first or who was higher ranking authority. I'm happy to work out some details of a contract or whatever to follow up so that there's not a long-term, you know, to clarify that there's not a long-term obligation. We are not deeding away any of our water rights. We are not deeding away any of our land. We're continuing with the authorization for him to work on the development now. And like I said, I know it's not perfect, but I think that it's a far better option than do nothing for another 10 years. And some of the windows of opportunities that we've been, you know, that have gone by will continue to slip by. You know, the only other thing, Brent, I know we discussed as a board the Willows issue. I know that one of the board meetings, Dale asked, mm-hmm. How does anybody know? And since I think he's researched some, you know, calculable, you know, some information that tells, I've tried to do the same thing on this property I own, because there is some universities that do studies on how much different plants area drink. So he spoke today about some of that. That's not anything that he knew in the fall, but we did know it was a significant issue, is the reason that, you know, he had the bull hog come in there and shred out the big portion of the willows, and we, you know, worked to encourage the ranch tractor to finish it up.
Thank you, Ben. We also have another request from a distinguished guest there.
35 years ago, when Dale and I started this, when there wasn't anything up there except the Findlay Ranch, one of the items that we identified that was approached critical mass was preserving the water rights. And we had on paper the idea that all of the springs should be applied for because of the water rights that the ranch had. In 35 years, nothing has been done, to my knowledge, to preserve or develop Meadow Springs. Why? Here there is a proposal, a private endeavor to develop them and preserve them, and then at some future point, individuals or the association itself can avail themselves of the opportunity to use the water that has been developed and preserved. So for 35 years, nothing has been done, and now here's a proposal to do it. So I've waited a long time to see this. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Can I make one more comment?
Any others?
Sometime down the years,
for in the future. If we didn't do that development of Oak Springs, and we're going to do it at some time, we would have to take a huge loan to do this. And the bank's not going to just give us the money and then we do it, and we can't afford to pay that when we, and so what I'm saying is, why are people looking at a gift horse in the mouth? Here comes the development. Even if we have to pay parts to get water, to develop that water, and if we only have to pay part of it or whatever it takes to hook into it, that's a benefit for us because we only have to pay a small portion and we don't have the whole balloon. We don't have that kind of money to do it. I don't see in 35 years that we've ever gotten it. I don't see that anybody's going to give it to us. We have a gift of a talent, and how dumb to throw it away.
How do you really feel?
He's not knowing my stand yet.
I'm not sure I understand
how you say that. Read between the lines.
Yeah. Can you articulate that a little bit? Okay, I think we've had enough discussion. As board president, I'd like to maybe make one comment, and then we'll probably ask for a vote. My preference would be to work out an agreement. However, seeing that there's maybe not the patience to work through that process, I'm willing to, I guess, see this put to vote tonight, today, as it's written, and see if we can answer. I think you've presented us something that is of great interest to the ranch and great benefit to the ranch. I have quite a bit of comfort in this from a financial standpoint and from a monthly update standpoint. And so those would be the two things that I would hold on to for some expectations for the future, so if this passes. So saying that, I'll entertain a motion of some sort.
I made the motion to approve the proposal before the board, and would I like to see a roll call vote.
A motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dave Turley. Any other discussion on the motion? We will have roll call vote as indicated by the order on the sheet. Ben Clarkson?
Yes.
Dirk Clayson? Yes. Oops, sorry. Dale Clarkson?
I voted yes.
Dirk Clayson, yes. Shauna Cox?
Yes.
Kathy Duvall?
Yes.
Brent Fulmer?
No.
Dave Turley?
Yes.
Motion carries as such.
Thank you.
Let me make one comment. I'm not voting against the project. I'm voting against what I consider to be the things that would make me comfortable. Now, with that said, Dale, I will give you any amount of time that you need and any help that I can possibly give you.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Very good. The balance of your report?
I think that's all of it. We're out of time.
Next motion. I would like to entertain a motion as to what to do with this check.
I make a motion to give it to Dale.
I second that motion.
Any discussion on that motion?
It's sure hard to get that, but we really need it.
Unless he wants to sign that over and it says Brent Fulmer.
I was hoping somebody'd make a motion of how to change the name on it. Okay.
All
those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any who oppose? Motion carries. Let the record show that the check was returned. Okay. Next item on the agenda
is agriculture and wildlife. First item, willow mowing. Get her done.
You got 7 minutes.
Seeding efforts, we'll take this offline. I will work with you guys on some ideas. I don't know how to do it. But.
So do you think we need to run the harrow over that again, or do you think we need to do anything other than just maybe mow it down and then plant something?
It depends on
what
we're
doing. There's nothing there to mow down. Well field?
Yeah.
Sunflowers.
They're pretty well.
Cows. They're down. I just don't know if we need to.
Broadcast and harrow or what?
Well, we need to drill.
Yeah, I think that the less disturbance, just go drill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more disturbance, the more you're going to encourage those sunflower seeds
right,
to return.
Right, yeah.
Only okay. Just take a drill and Dirk has some of this pile out here is my pile. It was delivered yesterday from the seed company. I'm trying to get in the ground on a property in the next week or so.
Is there anything we could use?
And that's probably it on mine. Kathy, item 10, any items you'd like to update us on?
A couple things really quick. I have some bids on doors. They look to be about $160 a piece for the metal doors with the windows in it with the exterior doors.
Half handle?
Yes.
I hate to cut you off, but can we back up real quick to 9C?
Hello.
Okay.
Just real quick. The source protection plan that Rural Water came and helped us out with, it has been revised, updated.
Same.
A couple copies made. I'd like to give one to Dale. And then I have another one here if anybody, you would like one. But we have
I would
a copy
like
of the
one,
house.
And also Linda should have one. And we should probably scan it to send to Vance, right?
Yeah, Vance already got. So that's just an updated version of this.
So Vance, you already have this?
Yeah, I do, and I'm gonna make sure it gets up into a membership accessible portion of the website because that's a required thing.
Very good.
So it is important to have that on site. So I have it on site. Just a couple changes. It's not. The number two well, it's labeled through the state as a 2003 well. I know a lot of paperwork that I've seen, it says number two well or number three well. It's actually labeled as 2003 well.
Okay.
The only thing that was really changed was names. You mentioned names. It was all the names were Barbara Button, Santu, Barbara Button. The names have been changed to either my name or the ranch's address and phone number and contact information.
Okay.
Just real quick, and I just got this. This is a sanitary survey for that well and our water system. We have negative 10 points, which is a good thing. It goes to 100 plus. So we have negative 10, so we're kind of in a good situation. But that will be on the website and also on file at the house. That's all I have.
One comment to Vance. That's this upper Meadow Spring protective is not at all complete, so you can put it on the web if you want to, but I would wait until it was state approved.
No, that was what we were talking about, Dale.
I know that.
See, but just, I know that thing's a draft. It's, you know, drafts are drafts.
Well, it wasn't a draft. You just happened to get a draft copy. There was
right.
A final copy issued.
No, it's not. No, the publicly available stuff on the website is separate from the ranch records, Dale. Okay? The source protection plan, you know, it says right in there that it has to be available for anybody who asks for it. So that's handled as completely different from your PER. Don't worry.
Okay, very good. Back to Kathy.
Yep.
Okay. So the doors that we're looking for, the outside panel doors, they're going to be about, the best price I've gotten is about $160 a piece.
And that's in their frames and all?
Yes.
That's a pretty good price.
That is a really good
price.
It's exterior
company,
doors.
CR doors down in Salt Lake would have to be picked up down there, but we're looking at what we need in the turnaround. The only problem is if he has to do extra cuts on it because of the metal experience, it's $25 an extra cut. But when we measured what we measured at the garden cabin and went back, we're within.
So last we were talking about using fiber core doors instead of metal doors, but metal still seems good to me. Is everybody okay?
I think if we can stick with a standard door, I think.
Ben, you okay?
Yeah, like that one behind you. As long as it's an insulated,
it's
a solid insulated metal door.
Yeah.
So
I think we should start working through the cabins that need them worst and get them. You've got your budget, so let's make it happen.
Okay, and then someone has a donate, would like to donate, whether we can need them or not. What do you call those things?
Trusses.
Trusses? Okay.
How many
used to call me and he was measuring them in the number. I think there's 10 of them and they look like a. I'll email you. Are we interested? They're right down the street from our house.
How long are they? You have any idea?
Big.
You know what?
Are we interested?
We're interested.
Yeah, because even if we
make a pole
we can make something out of them.
Okay,
right.
We can
put a 4 foot on center, at least be 40 feet long, and then however wide they are.
And if we tore apart, it looks good, like good lumber. But I didn't have the dimensions in my before down. Another thing I've been shopping for you for some new windows on KSL. We've got some windows that we need in. They fell through on me. They were $75 a piece, which was pretty good for looking for the. I didn't act fast enough.
So we tell you, go ahead and act on the doors.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll go for it. Okay, and then we set up the 2 weekends, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, May 13th, 14th, and 15th. We're going to have kind of parties. We're going to get together and do some activities and encourage everybody. And Vince has it. I've written an article for him, and we're going to do barbecues and stuff at the ranch for those 2 weekends. So those are the weekends you said that if I had it over around our, you'd come.
I'll be there.
But you'd be there. All right. All right. We're going for, and I understand I've had comments about the tremendous work going on at the ranch and the headquarters and that we're not even going to be able to recognize it. So we all got to go see it.
Very good.
There you go.
Good.
Wait,
double good.
Wait till the ground thaws out so I can smooth it out. Okay. It's a little rough.
We're doing good.
Okay, number 11, Ben.
I get the boring stuff, so let's skip it. No, a significant update.
Okay, number 12, Mr. Turley.
I would say the same on the questionnaire. Unless you've got things to add, you've seen the questions that I emailed.
I think we should send out the questionnaire via email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. And then there are going to be some people that we don't have emails to, correct?
Yeah. Linda has, the last time I think she was telling me she has all but about 30.
Well, that's good, and then we can send them a hard copy. If we could, in the next 7 days, if we could finalize the questions, please add, subtract, multiply, whatever you want to do. To the questions that I started with, and some of them might not be important, so we won't include them, but maybe there are some important, I'm sure there are some important ones that I'm missing.
Okay, we'll look at it.
So please help the next 7 days, we can get that, and then it can go out with a spring newsletter. And then to say on B, create a proposal. Can we put something on the website that says if you have cabin time you won't be using and you want to make it available, put your name here. It won't be like I think we did in the past where it was more like a cabin time pool. It'll be the next person on the list who has cabin time, and so whoever wants it, some outside person, they coordinate directly with that member. And whatever price they work out, that's their business.
I think you're going to find it's a lot more complicated than that. But
yeah. Especially in terms of anything that happens with a cabin.
But
I remember
on a comprehensive proposal for us.
All right. Okay.
I think we ought to offer that service.
Okay. Thank you.
If that's the main question. But I think we need to find some way to do it.
There's also liability issues.
And we need to decide right now how much we're making a certain amount of revenue by renting the time and the association keeping.
But that was an issue with taxes, and Linda brought that up last time where we can't.
We can.
Okay, we can.
However, the that's a question we at least got to grapple with, if we want to do that or we don't want to do that.
Okay. So finalize through emails or at least work on it through emails and then we'll finalize it next meeting?
I think that'd be good.
We're going to work on next meeting, aren't we?
We're not going to get a two-hour meeting next time. I think it's a miracle now.
I know.
I told my team so.
Is that good with everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of encouraged Dave to work on something then.
Yeah.
I think it would be a benefit.
Great.
Anything else, Dave?
I do have a letter, and I'm not ready for it. I think we'll just have to include it next time on working with the, and I guess is it Dale's? Who's got this somewhere?
Somewhere on your item should be the pavilion.
And true.
And do you want to discuss the pavilion at all?
Not right now.
Okay. We appreciate all your efforts on the pavilion.
I hope we move forward with the train.
Yep. Okay. Paul, item 13.
I basically told you guys what I needed to tell you, so less is more.
Okay, while we're on this, one quick question. We tore all the fence down, tore down the climbing wall. All your posts are good, Larry, except for one, and that bottom part that was in the ground broke off. It was rotten. So
just got nipped a little bit.
But what we would like to do is, as an experiment, is we would like to take and go get some big boulders out of the gravel pit, and then take some of those logs that Steve Livinovich donated.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of rottening, or getting rotten. And
rottening,
build a barricade that is in place of the fence that goes around the playground, the garden cabin. And
it really looks good, just opened up.
It's completely open, and that old fence being gone, the headquarters does not look the same. But we won't go around the whole thing. We just want to put as an example.
Drive on the line.
Right, just so you guys can come out and see what we have visioned as a replacement for a fence.
So you want to do like a 20-foot test section or
yeah.
something like that?
We want to put a boulder log, type that, and just as a test section, and you guys can look at and decide if you want to approve that. We have the material already, so it won't cost us anything.
There's a budget for fencing, which will open that for more.
Well, we have a budget for fencing, but we can put that money elsewhere
sure.
if we don't put a fence in on those other areas.
Great.
I think I love it the way it is. I don't know if you guys will like it as much as I do, but it really looks nice.
Well, you've already done it, or
I've pulled everything out.
We don't have the logs and boulders in, but we have everything else is gone.
Well, you've envisioned it, so it's
yeah, we have it in our mind. But I'd like to put a test section up so you guys could.
It's going to be a large rock, a log on the ground, a large rock,
right.
log on the ground,
right.
not propped up on.
No, just.
And Dave, about your propane tank, I'm still trying to talk with AmeriGas. The reason why that tank is where it is because you can't put it up next to the cabin. It's got to be 10 feet away. From any structure. So that's where it is. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a small one. No, I'm going to take it out. I'm going to put a small one on the back side of the
which we can put right up against the building.
Like 150 gallon. The only thing that's in there is propane lights when people use them in the refrigerator. That's it.
The refrigerator and the hot water heater. And nobody uses the lights.
You're talking about the one by the bunkhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then what about the trash trailer? Is that going to be hidden?
Well, let me tell you something about the trash trailer. You know how it was parked. So when you come in, you just see the back of the trash trailer with all the trash in it. I turned it 180 degrees, not 180, 90 degrees. So the tongue is facing the south. So when you come in, you just see the side of the trailer. You don't see any trash.
Yeah, it's pulled right
in. I'll email it to you. But I still think we should dig a hole and burn trash and save money. Taking trash to the dump.
Why are we not, though? That we already
I've asked in the past, and they said no, but we did talk about it and cut our budget a little bit.
Well, I discussed it with the Western Kane County Special Service District, and they said there shouldn't be any restriction if you're not, you know, if it's not continually burning,
right?
And people don't complain. That's something we should put
no
in the newsletter. That maybe you know it could be written up that you know there may be a little smoke. Don't freak out because this will be a significant money savings to us.
It's easy to dig it
I've asked since I got here. This is the first ranch I've ever been on that took their trash to the dump.
I know. Okay.
So let's locate a pit and at least decide where it should be.
Going once, twice. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
One minute, Dirk. I had one thing. I didn't realize you guys are going to hustle so fast. Can I jump in? Just one thing, and it piggybacks on what Brent was saying about people asking him questions he doesn't know the answers to. Dale's paper map that I heard him unfolding out there, I'm assuming it's a paper map with hand-drawn stuff on it?
Yeah. Not really hand-drawn stuff on it. It has things on it.
Yeah, well, you know, if people want to know, they're gonna want to know about that. And I need a copy so that we can so that they can look at it.
I also think we need to put Brent's map up there.
Yeah, I mean let's put this stuff out there, you know, so people aren't, you know, necessarily overly suspicious of what's going on. Let's get it out there.
Good comment.
All right, and you know, anything that's coming along on this stuff, let's keep our news newsworthy, you know. Kind of stale on the website sometimes.
Whenever you have a map, I'd just ask your engineer to email you a PDF file, and then that's...
Well, or the paper one, if you can fold it up such that you can scan a piece of it, or even just a nice digital photo of it.
This map is like 5 feet by 3 feet, so...
So well, you're going to need a PDF.
Okay. Motion's been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adios.